Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we are excited to have a guest with us. It's always so much more fun than just me doing this solo. And today is one of our franchise partners and a little bit of a newer one. And this is, I'm super excited we have these guys on because this is a fantastic brand we want to talk about. And joining us today is not just somebody with the franchise. This is the founder, the CEO, the president, give him every other title, not to mention just an all-around awesome dude. And this is a very cool and groundbreaking franchise and one that is perfectly positioned to dominate in a multi-billion dollar, what is the multi-million dollar pet industry. So our franchise is called the Happy Cat Hotel. And our guest is Mr. Chris Ramo. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome, Tim. Thank you for having me. This is cool. I'm excited to have a chat with you.
Well, good. No, same here. And I probably botched the perfectly positioned thing, but I know you get all the cats jokes and puns all the time. So I try to you know, scratch my way clear of those as best I can with you. So, because I'm sure you've heard them all, but we want to hear all about this thing called Happy Cat Hotel. And there's just nothing like this out there. And I know you and I met few months ago, back in the fall. And I've been just enamored like crazy with this ever since. My 8-year-old, if he was here at the moment, he would be running in going, "That's the cat guy? That's the cat guy?" Because I've shown him several of the videos and he thinks he wants to own one right now. So if you want to, I'll hook him up with you later to kind of
make him
through the process. Yeah. We'll check the piggy bank in his room, see how much money we got. But I want to hear about you a little bit too, but let's just like cut to the good stuff. What the heck is a Happy Cat Hotel?
Happy Cat Hotel. Is this the place to make jokes about the the first brothel in franchising history?
Yes, of course.
It is a luxury cat hotel and spa. Designed, engineered exclusively for the feline persuasion. And we were founded in 2014. My wife and I started this venture on the heels of another pet-related business that we had owned and operated. And it's really, I mean, you'll find catteries and cat hotels here and there throughout, you know, the country. But, you know, they're typically small, kind of built onto somebody's house, or, you know, and there's some standalones, and there some that are very nice, but this is the only thing like it in the franchise space, the only thing like it in the pet industry. We have for 7 years now charged ourselves with the responsibility to just constantly take this thing to the next level. And we think that we do that every year successfully, whether it is, you know, just continuing the development of our operations, you know, continuing our education when it comes to the care for the cats. And now with franchising, you know, hopefully we're doing that in the resources and the support that we can provide franchisees. But it is, it's a cat oasis. It is we often call it the happiest place on earth if you're a cat. We don't say that too loudly in public or any airwaves that are going to get back to our friends down in Orlando, because I don't know that that we can borrow that much of the trademarked slogan, but in small circles we do. And it's different. It's cool. It's fun. It really is a happy place. And you know, we'll talk more about it as we go through, but that's a high level. Yeah.
So anybody that's listening right now and you're like, seriously, what the hell are these people talking about? Right. With this, because there is a certain level of visual nature which is odd because we're on a podcast, right? And yes, some of you may see our handsome faces, but we don't have the cat thing all over us. The website, and if you're driving, listen to this, please don't also grab your phone and start typing this in. But anything else, what's the website?
Happycathotel.com. That'll bring you to our landing, our corporate landing site. And from there, you'll see the different locations and you can click into the individual locations and see pictures and do virtual tours and all that kind of thing. And but from that same location, you can get to our sub website, happycatfranchising.com. And that's got, you know, all of our franchise information, more images, and you can just kind of surf around and find what you need.
Yeah. And Sarah, like, I always encourage people to check it out because there's, I think one of the things that is cool about this is, I mean, yes, there's nothing like it in so many industries where we talk with people, it's like, oh, that's really saturated or, you know, there's, and I can go all day long about, you know, there's CVS across from Walgreens for a reason. There's the market for it, or there's all these hamburger places, whatever. But sometimes people can't get out of their way of it's a saturated market. There's no saturation. It's Happy Cat, right? For this. And I think that's amazing. But you guys have a very fun environment with this. And I think, which is, again, kind of crazy with this, but talk a little bit, I guess maybe you mentioned you guys started this, what, 6-7 years ago. I'm sure people thought you were nuts, right? At the beginning.
Still do,
right? I mean, nobody listening here, but what was like the, how did you kind of get to, let's create this luxury hotel and spa for cats, which is not like anything else that's out there. How did that kind of come about?
Yeah, so there were really two elements. The spark, the initial spark did come from our previous business, and that was an animal house call care service. And you know, we provided our clients dog walks, pet sitting, dog training, cat, you know, and in that fold was cat sitting as well. And so whether it was ourselves early on or, you know, later on in the lifespan of that business, our staff were going in to take care of people's pets while they were traveling, or typically traveling is was the primary. You know, we just found way more than we ever anticipated how often the cats who were left home alone were not adjusting as well as we would have suspected. You know, there's the general consensus out there that, you know, they're self-sufficient, they'll be fine. You put a bowl of food down, some water, you know, they're going to take care of themselves. And by and large, they will survive. But what we found by day one, day two, day three of going into somebody's home to take care of their cat, any one of three behaviors were occurring with the cats. They would become withdrawn and aloof because they didn't know what was going on. Where is everybody? You know, I get a stranger who comes in once a day and, you know, I'm alone for the other 23 and a half hours of the day. Some started, you know, causing destruction and, you know, urinating throughout the house, scratching couches up and just kind of going out of their minds. And then the third category were the cats who basically opened the door for us and, you know, wouldn't leave us alone from the moment we walked in. So just this happening over and over and over again, we just really started scratching our heads and say, gosh, they need more than they're getting. And how can we provide that? We can't stay here all day with them. What if there was a place? What if we could bring them to like a doggy daycare kind of environment, kind of scenario? And, you know, we just really started thinking about that. We started doing some research and, you know, seeing what's out there in this sort of venue, and gosh, really didn't find much at all. And so there was somewhat of a leap that went with it. Like if we're going to do something, it's got to land. And we know, we had been working with animal people almost our whole lives, especially my wife at that point. I mean, and ourselves as well as passionate pet lovers, like we're not going to put them in a cage. We're not going to put them in a little space. Like if we're going to do this, it's got to be, an environment that anybody would look at and say, absolutely, that feels right to me. And so, you know, it took about a year, year and a half of planning and development, and we gave it a go. We built the facility, renovated an existing building, and built these very over the top hotel rooms for for cats, and started adding the amenities, and you know, and we still had the other business at that time, so we had some really good like A/B testing opportunities. We were bringing clients who, you know, we had taken care of their cats at their homes, and you know, now there was this opportunity for them to try this. And so people who had always done pet sitting were now like, wow, this is better. You know, I don't have to worry about somebody coming into my house. I mean, obviously we had relationships with them, but right. Just philosophically, and we know that you're there and you're engaging with her, and you're playing with her, you're petting with her. The amount of time, and this is the magic word, enrichment that we can provide the cats by them being in the facility with us trumps the you know, the 30 minute pop in, the 45 minute visit, even the hour long visit. It's just not enough. The cats are social creatures, just like a dog, and you know, they show it different, but they have the same needs. And so this is really solved all of that.
It is, and it's a huge myth, right? Is that and yes, the cat could survive for a couple of days, put out the food and water, but that's not, there is that social aspect. And I think when people think of boarding, when you and I first talked, and I'm, you know, like, okay, in my mind, I'm thinking it's like a dog thing, and they're in they got a big kennel or whatever, and they're still just letting them out a little bit here and there. Like, and for folks listening, I can't stress this enough. This is a hotel, right? And this is like almost like going to some like kids park or whatever, like themed rooms, essentially for your cats, and they have their own little hotel room within this. That's kind of theirs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And each room is individually themed. We name, you know, the rooms after various locations throughout the globe. So we have Paris for the weekend. We have Catlantis. We have the Kitty Cabana. We Catius Maximus, Celtic Cat. You know, just on and on. Because we have fun. We have fun with words. We have fun with the cats. If you're going to either work for us, or if you're considering being a franchisee, you got to have a sense of humor. That's rule number one. and it comes back to the enrichment factor, that we can engage with the cats. They get to come out of their rooms. We take turns with them one at a time. And every cat is different. We customize that enrichment to their speed. We have older cats, we have special needs cats. They can't be running up and down the halls, you know, so it's just more low key petting and affection. And then we have, you know, kittens and Bengal cats that, you know, are chasing ping pong balls and laser beams down the halls and into the lobby. So, yeah.
Which is probably what I would be doing I'd be chasing the laser beam and the ping pong ball too. So, that's obviously kind of the socialization piece is a little bit of a myth with cats. I know one of the other big ones for you guys, and you were featured in Entrepreneur Magazine's edition last month in January for the Franchise 500. One of the many things that comes up in franchising is everybody thinks that you have to have industry experience, right? You've got to, like, McDonald's owners don't flip burgers. I always use the example, for analogy, you could be the biggest slob and own a cleaning business. It's not your job to clean. So for Happy Cat, I'm going to guess the myth is anybody that owns Happy Cat is the crazy cat lady with 14 cats or something. But don't really necessarily need to be a cat person per se, or certainly don't need to be the crazy cat person with this. Is that kind of accurate for you guys with owners?
Yeah, that's spot on. We do like to see somebody who has an appreciation for animals and pets. You've got to have, you know, some warm place in your heart somewhere in there.
You can't be swerving the car trying to run them over when they're in the road, right?
That's not gonna work. But you know, in terms of having cat professional, cat experience, or owning 14 cats. Like, that's not needed. We're looking for anybody who loves animals, that, you know, wants to do something that they're passionate about, that they can have fun with every single day. It's very customer service oriented. We have relationships with every single client who comes in the door. We know them first name, last name, where they're traveling, everything. You know, very different from, I don't know, maybe a restaurant where you get customers that come in regularly, but you don't necessarily always know their, you know, their whole story. For us, we see them once or twice a year, and it's important to have those relationships, you know, built. So it takes a lot of other skill sets to make it roll. It's not just you know, how long you've had cats or how many cats you have. And a lot of times when it comes to the care approach, there can be conflicts with that. Cat lovers, cat enthusiasts, the proverbial, you know, crazy cat lady, they've always done it the way that they've done it for their cats at home. And that might be different from the way that we do something or our philosophy. And that can, you know, cause a lot of you know, back and forth. Yeah. So we're just looking for people who are eager to learn, who are curious, like a cat, and you know, have good business sense and want to build the model and the brand and, you know, do all the things that any franchisor is looking for in a candidate. And we can bring all the other stuff to your table.
Really, really the relationships and uniquely with this, it's the two-legged and the four-legged customers, right? Is giving, obviously again, the cat's a good experience, but the cat owner, giving them that peace of mind that you aren't, I mean, people with pets and again, the way in the majority of people out there that have a pet, right? And in most cases, they like their pets better than their kids. They'll spend more money on the pets than the kids, right? And so they want to know that you're taking care of their pet, right? And their family member with that. So understanding all of those things and those needs, that's huge. And so I really see that for you guys as that owner of being able to create those relationships. And again, happy cat owner, right? And again, coming back, referring, all of those good things.
That's one of our slogans, happy cats, happy people. It's a 50-50 formula. There's no question about it. We take excellent care of the cats and we take excellent care of the people, down to our kitty concierge service, you know, our valet pickup service. We'll go out to the car and get the cat, bring them into the building. And you know, the customers are encouraged to come in and go into the room and check your own cat into the room. This isn't one of those situations where, you know, you can't go beyond this point, right? And we're going to take your pet back there. No, please come down, have a tour. When it's time to drop off the cat, come in, spend as much time as you need to decompress. You're leaving your cat for a week and a half. It's a big deal. Trust me, we get tears in the lobby. We get, you know, all kinds of different, reactions. It's a big deal, but it gets better every single time that they come in, because we've just continually built that trust with them. And it's operated like a hotel. That's really probably one of the more fun parts about it. We have housekeeping, we have room service, we have our kitty concierges, we have the valet. Like, these are actual terms in our glossary of happy catcher. It's like, again, if we're not having fun with it, we're not doing something right.
Yeah. You can't take yourself too seriously with this. And frankly, if you're taking yourself too seriously with what you're doing, please stop, right? Like, life's too freaking short, right? So have a little fun with this. But it's the, yes, I always like, you can't hate cats, you can't hate animals, but you don't have to be that crazy. But having that appreciation, but really it's the, for me, it's one of the things we talk about as kind of with clients is, what do you want the core values of the business to be? Why do you want customers to come to you? Right. There's nothing wrong with being Walmart and they come to you because you're the cheapest, right? Nothing wrong with that. But if you want something where, like, you want a real quality experience, right? You want happy customers, you want a fun environment, you want to build long-term relationships, as an owner, you can get yourself out in the community and create the awareness for this, because this isn't something people know is there, but are going to flock to. And I know you can't get into this too much, but you just had a new location in Virginia, and like, man, that thing was booked for like the first month or so, right? From just being able to get that type of thing out there, because it doesn't exist, right, for this. So again, super, super cool from that standpoint. We need some sort of space, right? What's just kind of high level, what are we looking at kind of from a square footage and kind of space for this?
So typically, you know, somewhere between the 2,000 to 4,000 square foot, you know, brick and mortar building, commercial property. We prefer to do renovations inside the building. These are not, you know, from foundation up type structures, at least at this point. I guess when we get rolling, we can take the McDonald's approach to things, start buying some real estate all over the world, and you know, flag those as future happy cats. But we like the standalone type building. It gives it a little bit more of a comfort, homey feel. Like we're not going to be in any strip malls or anything like that, any plazas. That just does not work for this brand. It's, you know, these are quiet, serene, tranquil environments where the cats are relaxed. So to be in a, you know, center of a shopping plaza kind of thing, there's just too much foot traffic, too much, you know, buzz and noise and activity, and we're not going to get the desired results. And I'll tell you that, you know, being able to document the cat's stay, whether it's through text or pictures or videos, and sending those to, you know, to the clients, like them seeing, oh my gosh, she's really having fun, or she's truly relaxed. That's where we get the repeat business. So the environment has to be that. You know, buildings that are going to allow us to come in and do interior, you know, design and renovation work, the infrastructure, HVAC and all that type of stuff. If it's in there, it's certainly helpful. You know, and then it's just a matter of rerouting things as opposed to installing things from scratch. And you know, everything that we do is like, we're with you. We're walking the walk with you. It's our project managers. It's our design specs. All that stuff comes, you know, with the investment. You're not left, you know, wondering. I can't think you're not wondering anything at all.
Right.
All the way down to the room designs, like those rooms that we were talking about, those are all pre-designed in a portfolio that a candidate franchisee is going to be able to go through and pick which ones they want to include in their Happy Cat Hotel. And there's room for custom designs as well. You know, if you live in Texas and you want, you know, a Dallas Cowboys themed Happy Cat hotel room, we could probably make it work. We've got to be careful with, you know, trademark infringement, and we'll get creative.
The Cowboys,
exactly. Yeah. So there you go. You're destined. Tell your son you're halfway there. You got the plans down.
Well, if we can see in the back, we got some Cubs stuff back there on the wall. So I don't know. Right. We'll steal, we'll have a Cubs version of it. So, yeah. And I think, just franchising in general, and one thing we always try to get across with the podcast, thus the name Franchising 101, is the education piece. And like, this is stuff that doesn't always, but should come standard, right? That like, you don't have to go out there as a new franchise owner. Oh crap, now I got to find a location. How do I do lease negotiation and build that and tenant? You guys have all of that. And I think part of that franchisor support is, there's a difference, right? There's the McDonald's and Subways of the world with thousands of thousands, right? There's the really established brands that have several hundred franchise owners. And then there's the emerging, and then kind of even the micro emerging, right? And so does not appeal to everybody, but you guys are in that emerging space. So I think also is really important for people to know that like, you guys are going to be super picky. You got to find the right person, right? Subway, it didn't matter if they mess up at this point. They've been around forever. They're everywhere, right? You guys got to make sure you're getting the right person, but somebody that really wants to have that, like help spread the word and kind of be that Happy Cat brand ambassador. But the level of support they're going to get is you've got your whole team from real estate, you got all the things in place, but they're getting your smiling face with them, the like literal founder and whatever cool title you're getting, but you started this thing, dude. They're getting you through all of this kind of at the beginning to get themselves going as well from that support of like, and I know you did this with your most recent one that just opened. You were down there a bunch, right? Helping them get everything set up, making sure that they could have that fast start. And that's, I just said, that doesn't always happen in franchising. And I think that's very, very, very cool and very smart of what you're doing with that. But maybe touch on just some of the support pieces that you'll have in place for franchisees.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it is us. It is me doing, you know, a lot of that running point for a lot of that stuff. I mean, we have people in place, but you are talking to me, you're texting with me, you're voxing with me, whatever the platform is. I'm not going to be able to do that forever. We understand that, right. But it is a benefit here at the early stages. We do want to make sure that everything, you know, gets going the right way. And we want to set good precedents and expectations now. Then when we're, you know, perhaps I'm too busy to do that, and I have to step away a little bit, but all of those pieces are in place. The system for how to set up a successful franchisee is in place. So that is definitely, I think, first and foremost for resources. After that, real estate selection, site selection, project management, general construction. Our director of operations is handles all of the training, whether you're coming up here or we're going down there for the second phase of training. All of the marketing, you know, materials and guidelines are all housed in one central location. You're free to, you know, pick and create. You can use things that we've already created. You know, there's a very simple process for getting all of that where you need, when you need it. You know, I mean, that's just a huge thing. I think back over the years of business building on my own, and everything had to be created from scratch. And a lot of times you don't even know where to start. Right. You know, so all of that, even funding, I skipped over funding. That would be up at the front end. You know, as soon as you decide like, hey, this is something I really want to look at, we're putting you in touch with our funding consultant, and they're going to take you through, you know, the process for what makes most sense for you. Is it traditional lending? Is it a 401k rollover? Is it a HELOC? Is it something else? Is it your Uncle Vinny? Like whatever it might be, you know, that's her job is to consult, take your individual credentials and your personal financial situation and put you in the best position to be able to do this. So that goes all the way through to grand open. We're down there for about a week leading up to your grand opening. And then, you know, for a period of time, sometimes 4 to 10 to 7 days after grand opening, just to make sure you're up, you're off on the right foot, everything's working the way that it should. And then from that point, it's regular communication. We will talk to our franchisees whenever, and if they have questions, they need situations, you know, looked at on a daily basis, so be it. If it's weekly, whatever we need to do, we at the end of the day, we don't care. We just want people to be happy. That's really what it is. And we named it the Happy Cat Hotel, and we had no idea that we were going to franchise when we did it. But that word, man, that word plays into so much of what we do. Happy cats, happy customers, happy employees, happy franchisees. Like that's the measuring stick. Are they happy? How happy are they? That's it.
Yeah. And it's not just a word or a cliche. It's real. You guys, it comes out in every conversation I've had with you or any of our clients that have kind of worked with you and your team. It's been like that resonates. That's like, if somebody's hearing that, like, man, they keep saying happy a lot. It's no BS, man. It is. That's really what it's all about. So love all of that stuff. Chris, man, I know you're busy. You got probably 6 or 7 cats right outside the door there that are, you know, scratching to get in, jump all over you, whatever it is. What did we miss, man? What else maybe would you want us to know about Happy Cat Hotels that we haven't touched on?
You know, we talked about the myths earlier. I hear a lot of people say, oh, that wouldn't be for me. I'm allergic to cats. Well, so am I. Just we'll just put that out there. It can be done. It takes a lot of cleaning, but it can be done. I think industry wise, there's some good things to know. Number one, there are more cats owned in this country than dogs. A lot of people don't realize that. When you look outside your window, out onto the street, you see dogs all over, dogs being walked, dogs being run. You don't see the cats, you don't really think about them, but you know, 3 out of 5 houses have a cat in them. and so when we talk about, you know, positioning ourselves in a market that's not saturated, like that is the very definition of it. There, we actually have a little commercial that we did on YouTube, and it's about a 20 second spot, and it says in the first 5 seconds it reads, you know, people always ask us, why are we doing this? Why cats? Why not dogs? And so we challenge you, if you can name one cat brand before we can name 20 dog brands in the service space, we'll stop doing this right now. And that, you know, the timer goes off and it's just boom, 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 dog brand. It's a great thing. There should be resources for dogs all across, but there's just, I encourage people all the time, try to find something that has to do with cats and it's hard. So,
but now we have.
Yeah.
Now we have. Yeah.
And so, you know, just a like real quick anecdote on that. We were talking with a candidate about a week ago, and she's in a major metropolitan, you know, city, and she does know of a cattery or cat hotel like in the city somewhere. It's kind of well known. And so she was asking, you know, what we thought about the potential for competition there, right? You know, is there enough if I was to do something like this in the same vicinity? So I said, real quick, grab your calculator. Let's start doing some high level numbers, right? So number of rooms times number of nights, total bookable nights. Okay. Well, let's say 75% of that. Okay, now we've got 5,289 bookable nights. We'll divide that by an average of 8 customers. Okay, we got that number at 600 and something. Okay, now each customer comes in twice a year. So divide that by 2, 323 customers. So you need 323 customers to have your hotel booked for 75% of the year in a city with 6 million people. You know what I mean? Like it's wide open. Yeah.
And I think you can do that. Like I always have fun doing that with like most things. And even if it's the most saturated industry out there, the way the franchise is going to divide up the territory and all the demographics that franchisors have in kind of their mapping software, it's usually a fraction of 1%. Of the potential customers in a kind of a territory that you really need, right? And you're like, right. Come on, man, you fall out of bed and get 0.1%, right? It's really, you got to try hard. And it's the, you mentioned McDonald's earlier. I always reference this. It's like McDonald's is the real estate play, right? They go buy it up and then they put it there. Well, what does Wendy's do? Does Wendy's do all that? No, they just follow McDonald's, right? What's across the street from a Walgreens? It's a CVS, right? The car dealerships are all together. The furniture stores are all together, right? The gas stations are catty. Like there's a reason. That means in some ways, like that market, like, you know, get me on the phone with them. Hurry up and get your Happy Cat started, right? Because they've done a little bit of the groundwork for you to already show, like to kind of create that. So I would challenge anybody that wants to worry about competition. And I say this usually in a nice way is like, you're wrong, right? It's not, it's not oversaturated. There's the market, because in almost every case you can do that math that you just did, Chris. And it's like, oh, that's all the more I need to, in that case, just get to 75% capacity, little, right? It's crazy how small it really is to build a big business.
330 million people in this, you know, in this country. And it just doesn't strike you until you really break down, like you said, boom, 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 to wow, that's a very small number. Why can't I do that?
Yeah. And I know everybody listening going, I didn't think there was going to be math on this podcast, but it's my apologies. So, and I got to go get an 8-year-old and do some math there with him on homework. So I may call you back for some help with that. So, Chris, brother, thank you so much. I'm so glad we've been able to connect over the last several months. I'm super excited for Happy Cat Hotels. I know it's going to be a ginormous success, and I know how busy you are. So thank you so much for coming on and joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Tim. Thank you for the invite and the enjoyable conversation. This was great. And we'll talk soon, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And for all of our wonderful, loyal podcast listeners, as always, we hope the Franchising 101 series continues to provide insight into the amazing possibilities that can be achieved as a franchise owner. If you haven't yet, please subscribe or follow us wherever you catch your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Also, online, franchising101podcast.net, our main site, francoach.net. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a franchise owner, whether it's Happy Cat or any of the 500 plus franchises we're partnered with, let's set up a brief introductory call. Click the link in your podcast window, or again, francoach.net. Send us a message. There's never, ever any fee for our service. So we encourage you to take that first step today to help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everybody for tuning in, and we look forward to talking with you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.